Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 9 of our show. It is Tuesday, March 8th, 2011. It is 4 o'clock in the p.m. I am your host, Craig Acton, as per usual. On today's agenda, we're going to go over the movies of 2011 that we are not, I repeat, not looking forward to. I review the movies Beastly and Rango, go over what's out this weekend, talk about customer service, the useless shit at the Regal Cinemas, talk about famous mascots that are going extinct, talk about what makes us nerds individually, go over books that we're turning to movies that we like and don't like, and maybe take some callers, depends how I feel. We got a packed show, so we're going to go on to our co-host, as always, Dan, the man, Lamb. Hold on a second. Daniel?
Hey, Craig.
How's it going, good sir?
Going pretty good.
Going pretty good? Okay, what do you do, like, you always call in with, like, a minute left. What are you doing when you get home?
I don't know. I generally just, like, get home and sit around, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, the show's today. Then I'm like, I look over at my clock, and it's like, and it's 3:58. I should probably call in.
Yeah, you always call in like 15 seconds of spare. It's like, oh, thank God, I don't have to do it alone. How you doing, sir? I already asked you that, but
doing pretty good.
Is you know, you told me the story about Santana there.
No, not yet.
No? All right. Hoping maybe we'd have a studio audience, but whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
not yet.
Yeah. All right, people, but let's get into our first subject, Daniel. We're going to not go in order. We're going to go over the movies that are coming out this weekend, and we'll do the usual yay, nay, or whatever, all right?
Yep.
You all right?
Yeah.
All right. You just seem kind of out of it. You're like, yeah,
My dog's like, hi, I'm just going to put my face like 3 inches from yours. Hope you don't mind.
Who?
I'm like, my dog.
Oh.
My dog.
All right. What you doing?
Yeah, what's up?
Is that a telephone you're using? Of course. You bought it for me.
Can I smell it?
Can I see it? Can I smell it? Can I see it? Can I talk to who you're talking to? No.
Oh,
all right. The first movie out this weekend is the big sci-fi epic Battle Los Angeles. This was on my number 3 for movies I'm looking forward to this year, so of course I will be going to see it probably Friday night, if not Saturday afternoon. This, for me, is a gigantic, huge, mega ultra yay. Daniel?
Yeah.
What? Well, it's your turn to give it a rating.
Oh. Well, I'd have to say yay for it. It looks like it's going to be pretty good and everything. What? I don't know. There's just something about it. It looks like there's too much drama involved in it.
You know, I'll give you one thing. I'm going to go see this movie with a pair of earplugs because this movie looks loud as fuck. I mean, just watching the trailer in a theater, I'm like, holy shit. I don't know if I could take 2 hours of this without earplugs and or alcohol.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But yay for both of those. The next one is the new Disney movie called Mars Needs Moms. Oh, boy. I don't know. This is from Disney, but it's not from Pixar, so I'm going to, you know, I mean, I don't know. It looks really fucking retarded. It looks like a movie for little kids. So it's not for me or Dan's demographic. That being said, though, you know, they make like 15 of these movies a year for kids, so I'm going to have to give this a nay. Your turn.
I would say it's a nay as well. Like, I don't know. It does just look like one of those stupid movies. It's like, it doesn't really seem like it has any plot at all. It's like, okay, let's see. This kid's just sitting there, and then all of a sudden some aliens come down and are like, oh, we need your mom so we can make creepy, inbred, half-human, half-alien.
No, did you even know? Did you watch the trailer for the movie?
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it.
Yeah, no, they capture the moms to take care of the Martian babies, which leads me to believe that Martians are the laziest and worst parents ever.
idea. Like, we can't take care of our own kind, so we're just going to steal humans
yours.
From Earth. It's like, yeah, because we're quite clearly doing a good job already.
Exactly. And, of course, the last movie is Red Riding Hood with Amanda Seyfried. This is the retelling of the 700-year-old tale. I don't know. This is directed by the person who did Twilight, the first one. I don't know. This movie looks... I mean, it's... The main problem I have with the movie is what the, like, the who the bad guy is. The bad guy is a wolf. I would imagine you would just shoot it or stab it or then done. This could be a TV show episode. Just for that, I'm going to have to give it an A.
I don't know. I think I might give it a yay just because it looks like it could kind of be good, even though it has, like, a terrible plot. But then at the same time, like, I don't know.
Did you see that one? When they're advertising this movie on TV and they're like, Red Riding Hood. And then they show a scene where she's walking across the snow and the wind catches her, like, red cloak. And that fucking cloak is like 16 feet long, and I'm like, holy shit, how the fuck
I thought the
you gonna...
same exact thing. I'm like, are you getting, like, married to the wolf or something? What the fuck is that thing?
Yeah, and then you're wondering, like, why can't we get away? Because you're dragging a fucking wedding gown behind you. I mean, I saw her in the trailer, I'm like, okay, that's what Red Riding Hood wore. And then the wind catches, and I'm like, holy fuck, the Matrix exploded into her.
Yeah, like, unrolled. It's, like, all balled up and, like, a scrunchie. You're like, what the fuck is that thing?
People, tomorrow is Wednesday, and Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, which is Lent, the beginning of the Christian holiday Lent. I'm going to be giving up cursing for the next 4 days, or at least trying to. So the next 4 episodes of this show might be curse-free, because Dan, I don't think Dan has cursed on the show yet. Have you?
I have a few times.
I wouldn't be trying not to at all. I'm definitely going to screw up tomorrow. I mean, my mom's like, we'll give up curse. And I'm like, okay, but it's not going to be all one. And she's like, why the hell not? And I'm like, because it's kind of a part of my daily vocabulary. I mean, you can't, it's like me taking your cigarettes and be like, just quit now. Which I kind of wanted to do, but you'd probably stab me. All right, that's it for the out this weekend. Now we're going to go over some trending trailers. Over the last 2 days, there were 2 new trailers released for Fast and the Furious 5 and Cars 2. I actually watched both of them when I got home from school. Have you watched either of these, Daniel?
For which ones?
They released a new trailer for Cars 2 and Fast 5. They're just longer.
Well, I really don't care about the Cars 2 one. Fast 5 I'll have to watch. I actually want to go see that.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird if you think about it. It seems like Fast 5, like Cars 2, Fast 5. Fast 5 is like the adult version of Cars 2.
True.
Like Cars 2 seems like the kind of movie that you can't question at all. Like, okay, first of all, who the fuck's driving these cars? Because they aren't driving themselves. This isn't the movie Black Cadillac. We don't have cars that drive themselves. And
very
like,
true.
They don't talk. Cars don't have eyes. Like, you just start beginning. You question one thing, and then you're like, wait, this whole fucking movie doesn't make any sense.
Kind of like Iron Number 4. You question how he could do a backflip on a jet ski, and the whole movie were just sitting there talking.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't know. Fast 5, here's the major plot of the movie. Apparently, they're trying to rob a police station for $100 million, which... You know, at first I'm like, why would you have a police station? And then I heard $100 million. I would probably do it, too, for $100 million. I would probably do anything for $100 million. Just saying. It's a lot of money.
They're robbing a police station?
That's what they said in the trailer. Now, I don't know. But there's this one scene when they're dragging, like, a vault down a highway. And I'm like, since when do police stations have giant iron vaults just, like, sitting there with... millions of dollars in it.
Yeah, you'd think, like, if it were a police station, they would have a giant metal vault with, like, guns in it or something. Like, how fucking dumb would they feel if they did that? They just, like, get back to their wherever the hell they drag that, like, 4,000-ton vault to. That's what I'm wondering. Like, I've seen a car try to pull another car out of a ditch and it doesn't work? How are two cars, I don't care how the fuck they scoop up those cars, that doesn't make any difference at all. Like, how are they going to get two cars to pull, rip out of the wall, then proceed to pull a giant vault?
And they're not even, like, trucks either. They're, like, sports cars. And I'm like, look, just because they got four-wheel drive, I don't think Chevy counts for pulling an iron safe out of the cement wall and then dragging it down the street going 100 miles an hour. I don't think Chevy had that planned.
Yeah, like, it's not even that their, like, cars aren't strong enough. It's the fact that their tires would just sit there and spin. Like, it's not like their tires have, like, 6-inch nails going off of them that would just, like, sink into the pavement and give them, like, super traction or something. Yeah, we got snow tires. We got iron vault tires.
But then they showed Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, and you have to watch the show just for this one scene when he's walking down an airplane ramp with a Mexican or a Brazilian. He's like, are you sure we need this much protection for two men? And Dwayne Johnson turns to him and just looks at him, and it looks like Dwayne Johnson took an entire, like, thin of baking grease and just rubbed it all over his abs because he's shirtless. It's like, okay, first of all, what kind of police detective gets shirtless? Like, excuse me, I'm Detective Johnson. I'm just get this off right here, and here's the pants. And can I have that oil right there? She got a baby oil.
First, put my mask on. Get my nipple piercing real quick.
I mean, it's like the guy from the Jersey Shore, like, did the costumes for this movie. But he turns to him and he goes, "You don't understand. These guys are runners." And I'm like, "Oh my God, shut the fuck up! All right, they drive cars. How fucking hard can it be to find people who drive cars? Like, get a chopper and shoot out the tires or something. I don't know. It just doesn't seem that hard to catch him."
Well, like, what concerned me is, in, like, all the other movies, did you notice as soon as they, like, left their cars, they were completely fucked? That's, like, when the police caught them. And now in this one, it's like, oh, no. Like, before those movies, isn't this based before those movies?
Yeah. There's been 5 movies so far. This one takes place after the 4th one, but before the 3rd one.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that Chinese guy from Tokyo Drift is dead.
Yeah, exactly.
So
he's in the 5th one.
Before the 3rd one. Oh, that's fucking confusing.
That's a conception.
But, like, they were never parkour experts. Like, and they don't even, like, he's like, they're runners. It's like, do you mean that you have, like, a fat police crew that can't keep up with them? Or do you mean, like, in the preview, they, like, leap off a building. They don't even land on, like, a solid surface. They land on that, like, shitty, half-ass built, like, rooftop. And it's like, no, I'm pretty sure all of Brazil doesn't look like that. I'm sure they weren't just like, okay, well, we're going to build a house, so let's see what we can find. We got a shipping container off the back of a semi and some random sheet metal.
Dan, clearly these guys played that map from Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 and just built the city around that. Hello? Daniel? Okay, we lost Daniel. We lost Daniel. That's... he hung up on us, people. It's a damn sad shame when people hung up on me. People, the movie looks good, though. He's not calm back in. What the fuck, man? Seriously, I asked him for, like, 30 minutes out of his day to just call in and fucking just hang out, talk about random shit. What does he do? He's hanging out for, like, 10 minutes and just decides to leave? Like... you know, I bet you $20 Santana just got there, his fucking girlfriend. You know, I have some choice words about her, but since Dan is, like, one of my best friends and the fact that he probably could have called back in by now, I'm not going to say those words. I'll say them on a private show that Dan cannot listen to. But those are the two trending shows. The one for Cars 2 looks retarded. It just looks fucking ridiculous. It's Cars 2. I didn't want the first one. But that's it for trending trailers. Alright, now I see every movie, and I saw Beastly and Rango. I'm going to review them. Daniel, I can't believe he fucking hung up on me. That little prick. Like, who the fuck? Like, what the fuck? It was, okay, hold on. Daniel's back. Hold on. Daniel?
Thank you, Verizon.
What the fuck was that?
Service.
What the fuck was that? I'm just like, and as you can see here, this will be, right, Dan? Dan? Hello?
Like, that guy from the Verizon network needs to come into my house and be like, can you hear me now? Wait, what? Call dropped? Call dropped, guys. We need cell tower in this house right now. Like, apparently my house is made of fucking lead. I get, like, a 3G signal on my front lawn, and then I come inside here, and it's like, nope, can't call, text, anything.
I walked
from my living room to my dining room, and it just, like, instantly hang up.
I don't know. But it's funny, though, because I'm looking at the switchboard right now, and it's saying that you're calling in twice. Like, there's two numbers calling in, they're both your number. So apparently you're calling in from two phones with the same number at the same time.
Huh. Probably because Verizon is, like, too busy sucking the Pope's cock to keep up with their own service.
Well, we did continue the show without you. Unfortunately, we're done with trending trailers. We're going to move on to... Now, did you see any movies over the weekend? Anything at all?
Anything at all?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what I even did last weekend. Oh, yeah. I saw Just Go With It.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to give a little... you want to tell us a little bit about that? You already told me, but I mean, everyone else?
It was stupid. Don't waste your money.
No detail?
Well, let's see. The only funny part was when that kid faceplants Adam Sandler in the nuts. That was the only funny Adam Sandler getting hit in the nuts joke in the whole movie out of the, like, four or five of them. For some reason, he took flat-chested Jennifer Aniston over, like, Daisy Duke. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's like, oh, she's so much cooler. She's got kids. Oh, yeah, I'm really looking to go into a relationship that already has two kids involved.
That's what I'm
like.
Go on.
Well, I was just going to say, like, have you ever noticed in, like, all of Adam Sandler's movies, he's either, like, a douchebag or a complete retard? Like, I'm waiting for a movie where he's himself. Like, I don't even know what himself is. Like, what's Adam Sandler as a normal person?
Wouldn't that suck if that's how he, like, was in, like, real life? Like, he's, like, bipolar, and he's either a complete retard or a fucking asshole.
Like, completely schizophrenic. Like, he'll be talking to you, and he'll be like, looks like make practical jokes or something. And he'll, like, go to do something, and he, like, punches you in the face. He's like, get the fuck away from me, you're ugly.
I don't know. He seems like the kind of person where you'd have fun hanging out with him for, like, 5 minutes, and then you'd be like, okay, can you please knock it off with the same joke? Thank you.
Yeah, you hit yourself in the nuts 14 times. I don't want to see you get hit in the nuts anymore.
Yeah.
But
what
would
you
give, you can never make
what would you, what would you give this movie on our scale?
What would our scale be? I've only rated, like, one movie on our scale.
We have Full Price. No, the best one is Better Than Sex, then Full Price, Matinee, Rental, Some Old Bullshit, and a Fuck You.
I think I'd have to give it a Some Old Bullshit, because that one part did make me laugh. But other than that, like, it was the kind of movie where, like, I went into it, watched, like, the first 15 minutes, knew the entire movie, then watched the last 5 minutes and went, wow, that's so weird. Exactly what I fucking predicted. I didn't like it at all.
Well, I saw... I don't know. I'll start with my review for Beastly and see if I can get to Rango. Because, Dan, I'm sure you've been calling me a faggot the last week for going to see this. I'm sure you're curious how it was a little bit, huh?
Meh.
Well, listen. This movie is better than the book. That's not saying much because the book was pretty crappy, but it was still better than the book. This movie is about a guy who's an asshole. Like, this guy is a complete prick. Like, if you think Adam Sandler is an asshole, this guy would drive you up a fucking wall. Like, have you seen the trailer for this movie? Because otherwise you're gonna know what I'm talking about. Have you seen the trailer for this movie? Dan? Are you serious? Again? Motherfucker. Dude, get the fucking AT&T. Yep, again. Gone. Drop call. This is just nice. Well, I'm going to start reviewing. This movie's about an asshole, like, and his name is Kyle Kingston. And one of the first things he says in the movie is, hey, should you vote for me because I'm the good-looking guy with the rich news anchor dad? What about my credentials? I don't have any because I'm an asshole and I'm rich. And he's like, so should you vote for me because of that? Hell yes. And I'm like, okay, you're a prick on so many levels. Why do you even, like, put up with this shit anymore? Like, this movie isn't terrible. Like, I had to go see it for a date, so I was dragged to it. Did I see the book? Yeah, I read the book. Read the audio book, but whatever. People, if I see one, I'm trying to tell Dan to get back in the fucking thing. Alright. And, you know, one night he messes with this witch, played by Mary-Kate Olsen, who puts a curse on him, and he is here to find someone to love him for who he truly is, otherwise he'll stay like this forever. Oh, Dan decided to join us again. Let's go to Verizon. Now, people, I said the Cricket is better all along, and this is just proving my point. Dan?
Okay, that time was my fault. I've had it on speakerphone, and I'm like, oh, I'll put it up to my face. And it's like, boo. Like, what?
That's
it's like, I'll end it via cheekbone. Oh, thank you, fucking touchscreen piece of shit.
Just
I was
keep
listening to your beastly thing. I called, like, right back in and was listening.
All right, well, then just keep listening. all right. So then he finds out he has a year to find true love. And, you know, the ugliness, the his apparent ugliness is a bunch of weird tattoos, which is weird because, like, he still has a lot of money. And he has a six-pack abs, and it's like, there are so many shallow girls that would love you for six-pack abs and money. Like, look at, like, you know, all the famous, like, Bill Gates. Like, he's not attractive. He has, like, $1 billion. I mean, look at that. Or Charlie Sheen. So, his dad, who is the only, like, he's one of the best characters, cause just because he walks in, he's like, hey, how's it going, son? What the fuck? And he does everything but throw up. He's like, all right, we're going to take you to a doctor, and we're going to get you fixed. You're going to be pretty again, even if it kills you, which, good parenting sign right there. And then he pretty much says, okay, well, I solved our issue. I'm going to put us in an apartment so no one can make fun of you. And the kid's like, so where's your room? He's like, right there, but I'm not going to be here for here or here or here because I'm busy because I got a life. Until the point when the kid just says, you know what, Dad, just fuck off, which was the one point in the movie I was like, okay, you know, props for that. I mean, what would you do if you're dead? What would you do?
Like, I'm curious. I'd probably be like, well, you know what? I do look kind of fucking crazy and weird, and if this shit's just going to go away in a year anyways, how would I just get, like, collagen injections to fill in my lightning bolt face so I don't have Harry Potter scars coating my skin? And then just find some true love, and then... Or would they, like, get someone with surgery in his face, but instantly just be like,
It only goes away in a year if he finds true love. So he starts looking for this true love, and apparently the true love he wants to love is this chick who's not his love, his not his caliber of hotness. And I'm like, okay, who could it be? And it's Vanessa Hutchins, and I'm like, you've got this isn't real. Do you know who Vanessa Hutchins is from High School Musical? I know you've probably never watched that. Okay. She's not ugly. Like, they're saying, like, she's not ugly, but I would never date her. And I'm like, are you high? Are they selling cocaine or crack rocks? Like, I was almost, like, I was 10 seconds away from screaming at him. Like, motherfucker, look at her, and look at the chick you're dating now. The chick you're dating now is a 6 at best. Vanessa Hutchins is, like, an 11. So, why don't you go fuck yourself, you tattooed Freddy Krueger-looking fuck? That just got me so angry, because it's like, how shallow can you be? Like, this movie is pretty much saying, hey, you, do you care about looks? Yeah, okay, well, then you're shallow. You, do you care about looks? Okay, you're shallow. You, do you care about looks? Okay, you don't? You're not shallow. Like, this, I mean, I'm fat, so, you know, I never got a girlfriend based on looks. Fuck off, Dan. This is my review. Just sit there and,
just like,
yeah.
Well, I'm fat, so.
Oh, I never got a girlfriend based on looks, ever. All mine were based on personality, just being a nice guy. I mean, am I going to sit here and say that I can date any chick? No, I have standards as well as everyone else. But I'm not shallow about it. I'm not like, oh, my God, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you? No, I'm not that shallow. But, you know, he moves in with, like, his maid, who, I mean, if they found any, if this chick is a stereotype of Jamaicans, if I ever saw one, to the point where she's like, hey, man, I got the books for you. And I'm like, oh, crap, what the fuck? Now the Jamaicans are going to hate us. And then he gets Neil Patrick Harris.
And she's kind of like a blonde. She's like, hey, mom, lemon sun is sweet.
she's got bongos.
Yeah. Got like
and
a
Neil
giant
Patrick,
hat on over her dreadlocks.
And Neil Patrick Harris plays his tutor. And this is the best part of the movie, because every scene Neil Patrick Harris is in is funny as hell. And maybe it's because he's funny on TV. Maybe it's because he saw the script and said, oh, fuck, do I have to do this movie? Can I be funny? Can I? Okay, I'll be blind if I can be funny. Okay, here we go. And that's the thing. Neil Patrick Harris is supposed to be blind in this movie, but there are several scenes when he makes eye contact, like perfect eye contact. Like, okay, once I can kind of accept it. Twice? Okay. But, like, through the whole movie, I wanted the director to say, cut, and be like, Neil, if you don't fucking stop, I'm going to go over there and poke your eyes out. Like, there's one scene, they're walking down the street, and Neil Bettinger's like, hey, man, watch out for that pole. And the guy goes, how'd you know that? And he goes, well, you know, when you lose your sight, you get a sixth sense for these things. I'm like, thank you, daredevil.
Yeah, just walking down the street, hitting light poles and shit with his blind cane. I see.
And that's the funny part, because he has a cane in the first scene he's in, so that people can go, oh, he's blind, he's got sunglasses and a cane. And then that cane never comes up again. And even he hardly ever wears sunglasses. Like, are you sure you're blind? Like, are you positive? Because I don't think you're blind at all. And then from there, it's a typical romance movie, you know, guy. Oh, my God. This movie is, like, borderline of Creeper. Because, hold on a second. Dan, do me one favor. I have to check something real quick on the computer because the switchboard's not working. So, can you tell the audience a little tale while I do this?
Well, you see.
Talk about Verizon, how they suck.
Oh, Verizon. Okay, let's see. So, if you get this texting plan that is $10 a month, then you can send unlimited text messages, but only to Verizon people, because Verizon is, like, cellular phone-esque. And then they're like, oh, well, if you send more than 500 text messages, then we charge you, like, $15 a text or something. And
yeah, I'm there.
Okay, well, I'm ranting now. And
well,
then there's the plan for, like, $25 a month where you can send unlimited text messages to everybody. So they just make their money and they're happy sitting in their fat chairs. Okay, you can continue.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to have to put the phone down every few minutes because the switchboard is telling me that I'm not the host and I have to keep logging in. But where was I? Oh, yeah, the romance. You know, the romance is corny and the way they actually get her to come into the house and live with him is so ridiculous. Like, he finds her and her dad, and her dad's like a big drug addict. And then he saves the girl, and the dad kills one of the two gunmen. And the gunman turns to the screen and goes, my brother, for your daughter, I'm going to get her in that way. And then the kid goes, you got to come with me, man. They're going to get you. They're going to get her, too. And he looks at the screen and goes, I don't know, it's just so twisted. And I'm like, oh, my God. This movie is like 10, this movie is so close to being Creeper Zone. Because, like, you're forcing a teenage girl to come live with you against her will. Sounds a little creepy.
That does sound a little awkward.
It's creepy.
Hey,
I mean,
hey, I don't know, man. My vehicle got totaled the other day, so now all I have is this 16-passenger white van with no windows. Oh, the license plate? Oh, I got those taken off. I figured they look lame.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you know they're going to fall in love. You know that at the end he's going to turn back to his cute self because that's how the movie is. And that's what happens. There is one funny scene when they're like, when she's like, I wish we can just hang out outside. And he's like, well, there is the, well, never mind. She's like, no, tell me. And he goes, and she's like, well, do you have any summer houses? And he's like, well, just the lake cottage. And they show us and it's like a giant fucking mansion. I kind of laughed, chuckled, like, that does seem like something a rich person would be like, oh, just a 18-bedroom, 16-bathroom patio lake cottage. Nothing fancy, you know.
That's generally just where we put our stuff that we don't like. Like, we just got that 3D TV. Then we got the IMAX installed. So we just put it there. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it was a tax write-off.
It just had to go. Live in the mansion.
Yeah.
The maid's quarters.
The maid's quarters. And,
that's what she said.
And then, you know, I mean, this, I don't know. And then the chicken begins, like, you know, no one ever writes letters anymore. I like the handwritten, long worded letters, and I'm like, okay, they have cellular telephone. Did you hear about these? They could send text messages. Like, and he writes this chick, like, a 15-page, like, note. And then, like, the dad gets, like, sick. He overdoses, shocker. I was hoping you would. And the daughter's like, I'll be back. And then she turns to me and says the one thing that made me go, oh, fuck. She goes, you know, you're a good friend. And I'm like, okay, this is when you, like, take the knife out and just kill yourself. Because everyone knows you can never get out of the friend zone.
Yeah.
Wait, it's true.
What? When does the show end?
What show?
The show that we are literally on right now.
Oh, it's been over for like 2 minutes. Yeah, we're going over. Remember during the Oscars, we got the 45 minutes before it cut us off? Yeah, we got that extra 15 minutes, so we got time. But Dan's in here like, it's been an hour and a half, Craig. Are you sure we're still on the air? Are you sure?
Yeah, I think we're just talking on the phone now. It's kind of weird.
No, it's still recording. It records until either they cut me off or until I press end show. The only thing difference is that when it's not streaming, it's just not live. People can't call in anymore. It's the only difference. So make sure your phone doesn't lose service because you can't call back in now. All right?
Okay, I'll try.
But was that you laughing? It sounded like a wheel screeching.
No, that was my door opening.
Oh, my God. I'm sitting here like, Dan, do you have, like, tuberculosis? And I'm like, I'll try.
I just got shot.
I'm like, Dan, calm down. It's not that funny. But at the end of the movie, you know, she talked about going to Machu Picchu. Hold on a sec. She talked about going to Machu Picchu for some class trip, and at the end, he runs to her and, you know, of course, they get together, and happily ever after, then the credits roll. And during the credits, you see their like, photos from the vacation. And just, it's a very typical romantic movie. But it's kind of funny towards the end when he walks into the school to tell her he loved her because he's still, like, ugly. So you see, like, some of these people, like, just run the fuck away from him. Like, he'll be, like, he's walking into school, and there's this one kid, like, yeah, I'm going to Machu Picchu. What the fuck? And just, like, takes off running down the hall, and that, I was almost crying laughing. I couldn't hold it in. I was like, that's pretty realistic. I don't know what I would do if I saw Freddy Krueger walking towards me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably run, too.
I would either run or laugh real hard.
Like, that guy, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, is that like a Phantom of the Opera guy? Is that like the gross half of his face? Like, he just took off his mask, and I was like, oh, God, now I only have one more year to find true love.
And then, of course, the movie ends, and it's happy ever after. So, I mean, you know, overall, did I expect a lot from this movie? No, of course not. Did I get some enjoyment out of it? Of course I did. this movie is not for everyone. You know, if your name is Dan and you think it's for homos and queers, well, then that's how you're going to feel going into it. But if you keep an open mind, or if you just, like, pull Craig and get shut the fuck up, or if you just pull Craig and you get dragged to it, it's an enjoyable time. It's only an hour and 25 minutes, so it'll be over quickly. Overall, I give this movie a low matinee. I don't, you know, the acting's bad. You know, it's a pretty mushy movie, and I'm not into those. But the comedy slash the ridiculousness makes it a halfway decent movie.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I think I'd feel like a homo going into it and coming out of it.
Like, even if I got dragged there. Just saying.
Well, what if Santana wanted to go see it? What would you do then?
I don't know.
Well, what would you do, man? I mean, have you guys gone to the movies for a date yet?
No.
Ah, see, I'm gonna hear that little tip. Like, hey, Dan wants to see Beastly. I heard it from him. I swear.
Yeah, she said she doesn't want to see Beastly, so I'm in the clear.
Oh, okay. Well, I get to you dragging her to see that then. Like, come on, Craigslist was good.
Yeah, that's what you think.
That's what I know. All right, people, we don't got enough time for the Rango review because we're running a little bit behind schedule. Considering the fact that Dan had to leave us twice, considering the fact that just, you know, not enough time to get into the show. So we're going to get into the rest of this stuff next week. Is that all right with you, sir?
You sound like a private investigator or something. You're like, well, we'll have to get back to you in 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Uh-huh. All right.
Oh.
All right, Dan, anything you want to say to the audience before you go?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow, man.
See ya.
See ya. People, it's been a full show. I am your host, as always. You know what, people? Next week, we're going to get to the... Well, you know what? We're not going to do the Rango review because we'll be reviewing Battle Los Angeles and hopefully Red Riding Hood. We'll be talking about books that got turned into movies if we didn't get over that. Go over what makes us... Oh, we didn't get... We hardly got any of this stuff done. We got, like, two things down. Holy crap. We got... Wow. We didn't get any of our show done. This is amazing. We got, like, one thing. That's the Beastly review. I'm looking over the schedule. We got literally none of this done. Holy crap. Customer service, no. Regal Cinemas, no. Mascots, no. I got to upgrade the site because we need longer shows. But I'm just blabbing now. I'm Craig Acton. I'll see you next week for episode 10, our 10th episode special. As always, I'll see you. Oh, no, that's my other show. As always, have a good week.